Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter, text number 47 and 48, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 6th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
So, in these two verses, the important point is that Draupadi is sympathetic, that is Vaishnava. She is Vaishnavi. This is the attitude of the Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi. That is Vaishnava's quality. He doesn't care for his own personal distresses. But he, a Vaishnava, becomes aggrieved, distressed, when other is suffering. That is Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naidat viji paro dhurattaya vaito ranya tadvid jagayana maha amritamagna chitta suche tata vimuku chetasa maya sukhaya bharamuj bhutu vimura. Prahlad Maharaj was so much harassed by his father, and his father was killed, and still when he was offered benediction by the Lord Nisingadev, he did not accept it. He said, Sabai Bonik, my Lord, we are born in the family of Rajagun Tamagun. Rajagun Tamagun, Asuras, they are influenced by the two lower qualities, Rajagun and Tamagun. And those who are devatas, they are influenced by the Satogun. There are three gunas qualities in the material world. Satogun, Trigunamai, Daividhisa Gunamai, Gunamai, Trigunamai, in this material world. Satogun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So those who are influenced by the Satogun, they are first class. First class means first class in this material world, not in the spiritual world. Spirituality is different. There is no nirguna, no material quality. There is no first class, second class, third class. Everyone is first class. That is absolute. Krishna is first class, his devotees are also first class. The trees are first class, the birds are first class, the cows are first class, the calves are first class, therefore it is called absolute. No conception of relative, second class, third class, fourth class, no. Everything is first class. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi. Everything is composition of ananda chinmaya rasa. There is no classification. Either one is situated in dasaras, one is situated in sakkaras, or in vatsalaras or madhujaras. They are all one. There is no such distinction. But there is variety. You like this rasa, I like this rasa, that is allowed. In this material world, they are being influenced by the three rasas. And Prahlad Maharaj, being the son of Hiranyakashipu, he considered himself that I am influenced by the Rajagun and Tamagun. He is Vaishnava. He is above all gunas. But a Vaishnava is never proud of his guna. Actually, he does not feel like that, that he is very advanced, he is very alive. He always thinks, I am the lowest. Tinadapi sunitena, karodapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada. This is Vaishnava, that I am the lowest of the human being. Then like Chaitanya Charitamrita author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he said, Purisher kit haite muise loghishtha, jagai madhai haite muise papishtha. Jagai madhai, he was considered to be very sinful, and more sinful than jagai madhai. Jagai madhai haite muise papishtha. And my position, Purisher kit haite muise loghishtha. The worm with the stool, he has got some position, but I am lower than him. Jagai madhai haite muise papishtha, Purisher kit haite muise loghishtha. More naam jai loy tar punno khoy. Anyone who takes my name, whatever little asset he has got on account of pious activities, he will lose. In this way, this is not artificial. A Vaishnava thinks like that. A Vaishnava like Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they always think like that. That is Vaishnava. They never think that he is very advanced. Never. So similarly, Draupadi is thinking her position and what will be the position of Ashwatthama's mother. Ashwatthama's mother, she is also a woman and she is studying Ashwatthama's mother's position from her position. She is very much agreed on account of her sons being killed. So she is thinking if Ashwatthama's mother is under the distress of her son being killed, what will be her position? She is disturbed thinking of the position of Ashwatthama's mother. Personally, he is not at all agreed. She is agreed, but she is thinking the grief of Ashwatthama's mother more than her. This is Vaishnava. Just like Prahlad Maharaj says, Sochi tato vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamud bahutu vimura. Because my father has done so much injustice unto me, Krishna wanted to give him benediction, but he refused. No, I do not require anything. I am quite happy. I don't want anything. And in exchange of my service, because I have done some work as Vaishnava, it is my duty, Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, it is my duty as a servant, I have tolerated all tribulations offered by my father. I was never disturbed. I preached amongst my class friends, whatever possible I have done, but that does not mean I want some benefit. No, I am not a baniya, banik, sabai banik. So, do not offer me any benediction. I am quite satisfied So the question may be that you are satisfied in spite of undergoing so much trouble, still you are, yes, I am satisfied. Yes, I am satisfied. How? Tadvijya gayana mahamritas makana chitta. Because I have learned by the grace of Narada Muni how to chant your holy name. Tadvijya gayana maha amrita. This chanting of your glorification is maha amrita, a great nectar. Tadvijya gayana maha amrita magna chitta. My chitta, my consciousness is always absorbed in the thought of your glorification. Therefore I am not at all happy. You are not unhappy in spite of so much tribulation given by your father? Yes, I am not at all. This is what. He cannot be unhappy. We see that Prahlad Maharaj was put into so much trouble by his father. Even in this Draupadi, she was put into so much trouble, immediately her sons are killed. But she is, actually she is not unhappy. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava cannot be unhappy in any circumstance. Ohitukya pratihata. That is explained. Ohitukya apratihata jeno atma samprasidati. If you become situated in Krishna consciousness, then you will be so satisfied that in any circumstances, nobody will be able to give you any trouble. This is Bhakti. Jena atma samprasidati. Atma, brahma bhuta prasanna atma, na sochati na kankati. There is no question of lamenting. But still, a Vaishnava laments, not for his own purpose. Just like Prahlad Maharaj says that na udvije para. Krishna is para, Nrisingadeva is para, the Supreme. O the Supreme, I am not at all disturbed. Na udvije para durattaya vaitaranya. Why? Tadvijya gayana maha amrita vagna chitta. Because by the grace of Narada Muni, I have learned this art. How to chant your holy name? That I have learned. You say that. Tadvijya gayana. And I learned another, but whenever I chant, then I am merged into the ocean of nectar. Similar is stated about the Goswamis. Tatra tu namasi samannala pratisanin sada tuccha. We have seen it practically. One big politician in Calcutta, C.R. Das, he was earning 50,000 monthly in those days. 50,000 means, I am speaking, he died in 1925. That means 50 years ago, he was earning 50,000 per month. Now 50,000 means 50 lakhs nowadays. He was so rich man. But on the Congress resolution, that the prominent members of the Congress, they should not cooperate with the government, and one of the items of non-cooperation was they should not practice in the British court because there is no justice. That was Gandhi's order. That in the British court there is no justice. So why should you go there? Don't go. So this year that on the resolution of the Congress, he was one of the prominent members. He gave up. So he had no income. So he had no income. The Congress was giving him 500 rupees pocket expenses because he was such a rich man. So what is 500 rupees for him? You are earning 50,000 rupees and spending. So he could not bear that inconvenience. He died within a year. He was a rich man, he could not provide, and he was very charitable, he was poor. If somebody would come to him, he would say, I have lost my all income, now I have got this 500 rupees, you can take it. He was such a charitable, he was poor. Anyway, he could not tolerate. But a devotee, just like Rupa Goswami, he also did the same thing. What is that? Tatya turnamasi samandala patisanim sadatuchya. When he was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was minister in charge of Nawab Hussain Shah's government, but he decided, what is this nonsense minister says? Let me join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Preach this Krishna consciousness. So he did it. Therefore, about him, it is said, Takta Turnam Asesa Mandala Patisani. He was associated with big men, Mandalapati. He was minister. But he gave up. So what is this now? There is nowhere. So if we compare with Siddhartha, he also gave up his income. But he died. But what happened to Rupa Goswami? Naturally, such a rich man, minister, he gave up his position. He should have also died because no income. No, he did not die. That is a difference. Tatra turnamase samandala patisane sada tuchava bhutya dina ganesha ko karunaya ko pina ganthasito. For benefiting the mass of people who are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness, to do them good. They become mendicant. Kopina Kanthasita. You have seen the picture of Guru Goswami. A small loin cloth and nothing more. Then he should have died. No. Gopi Bhava Amrita Amrita Hari Magnau Sada. They were enjoying. How the gopis are engaged in Krishna consciousness. The 24-hour thinking, that is Krishna consciousness. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says that tadvijya gayana mahamrita magna, the same philosophy everywhere. What was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj millions of years ago, the same thing was perceived by Rupa Goswami 500 years ago. And same thing can be perceived now also. Tadvijya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. If you once become merged into the nectarine of chanting the holy name of Krishna, then it always remains happy. There is no doubt about it. Tadvijya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. So, either Rupa Goswami or Prahlad Maharaj or anyone, even after death, they may face many difficulties, so-called difficulties. A Vaishnava has no difficulties. But we see, just like we see Prahlad Maharaj was in difficulty. Rupa Goswami was in difficulty. He was minister and he became a mendicant. No, he was not difficult. Raghunath Das Goswami, his father's income was in those days 12 lakhs of rupees. And in Radha Kunda, he lived taking little butter every alternate day. And Sankha Purvaka Namagana Nativika. And he was offering obeisances also, counting. It's like we count chanting, he was counting that I must offer 100 times obeisances. That he was doing. This is Goswami's behavior. A Vaishnava has no difficulty. The same thing is exemplified by Draupadi. She is aggrieved on account of her sons being killed by Ashwatthama. Now she is feeling more for the mother of Ashwatthama. How she would feel if her son is killed? This is Vaishnava. Paradukha-dukhi. Kipa-mudhi-jastamam prabhadde. Vaishnava is paradukha-dukhi. Vaishnava has personally no distress. Anywhere he can sit down and chant Hare Krishna, read Srimad-Bhagavatam, and where is it difficult? There is tad-vijya-gayana-mahamata-vagni-chitta. There is no. But why he takes so much distress? Because tato-vimukha-cetasa. Pallad Maharaj says, I am aggrieved for the rascals who are not devotees. Tato-vimukha-cetasa. Vimukha means they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So if Vaishnava is disturbed, perturbed, how these rascals are suffering so much in material condition, and so how to teach them Krishna consciousness, how to make them happy? This is Vaishnava's concern. Vaishnava concern, personal, there is no concern. Vaishnava is not satisfied that because I have no problem, I can chant anywhere and enjoy. No. Still, Vaishnava takes the risk. As Prahlad Maharaj said, that I do not wish to go alone to Vaikuntha or anywhere, my Lord, unless I can deliver all these rascals. This is Vaishnava. He knew that all these vimukha-cetasa, these materialistic persons, they are engaged in planning for material happiness. They are working so hard, becoming baffled without any benefits. So maya, sukhaya, bharamu, many, many plants, many, many skyscrapers, buildings, roads and motor cars. What is the real purpose? The purpose is they want to be happy. But that is not possible. Therefore, they are vimukha, rascals. They are going in the wrong way. How to divert their attention to Krishna consciousness? Then they will be happy. These European, American boys, they are coming from rich family. They have, even nationally, they have got big, big skyscraper buildings, motor cars. And why they have come to Krishna consciousness? Because they are not happy. It is a fact. They are not happy. So, a Vaishnava can understand this. That outwardly, externally, they may have nice dress or nice building, a nice motor car, but internally they are so unhappy that they rise up to the top of the skyscraper building and fall down to commit suicide. This is his position. Vaishnava can understand that bharamud bahuto vimura. They are making skyscraper building, but there is no happiness. It is simply what is called gorgeous arrangement only. Otherwise, there is not a drop of happiness. Suvachi tato vimukachi tasa. So the feeling of Vaishnava is like that. Similarly, Draupadi is Vaishnavi. She is feeling more than herself, the wife of Dronacharya, mother of Ashwatthama, how she would feel. Therefore, Vaishnava's qualification is paradukha-dukhi. Personally, a Vaishnava is not unhappy, but a Vaishnava becomes unhappy for others' distress. Paradukha-dukhi. Kipam-buddhi-jastamam-papadde. This is Raghunath Das Goswami's prayer to Sanatana Goswami, Vairagya-vidya. He was feeling obligation to Sanatana Goswami, how Sanatana Goswami taught him Vairagya Vidya. So, Kipam Buddhita Samahamba. This is Vaishnava position. So Kunti, and from ordinary moral point of view, it is said by Chanakya Pandit, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu Sa Pandit. Anyone who can see in others feeling like himself, if I cut your throat, you will feel pain. How? I know it. Because if you cut my throat, I will feel pain. So, paradukha dukhi, here Kunti is feeling that I am already suffering because my sons are killed. So why I am going to retaliate? I am going to give the same suffering to the mother of Ashwatthama by killing her son. This is Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava. The Vaishnava is not aggrieved or distressed for her personal interest. And Vaishnava is always feeling how others will be happy. Therefore, Krishna is very, very satisfied with the Vaishnava. And nacatasmat manusyeshu kaschid me priya krishnama. So, you have taken to the vow of Krishna consciousness and try to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. We have got little success. One politician in USA, he has remarked that this Krishna consciousness movement is increasing like an epidemic. He has said that. And if we do not check it, one day it may take our government. He has opined like that. So any intelligent man can know what is the ultimate result. Everyone, because mass of people, if they take to Krishna consciousness, then government is yours. That is a fact. And if the Krishna consciousness government is there, no meat eating, no smoking, no illicit sex, somebody knows the demons will die. That is good. Thank you very much.